Hey, Matt Rothschild with the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, here with my Democracy Minute. Judicial races in Wisconsin are supposed to be nonpartisan. Technically, they still are, and ideally, that's how they should be. But over the last 15 years, this ideal has fallen by the wayside. This stems largely from a decision by Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce to start throwing huge amounts of money into the races for Wisconsin Supreme Court, and then for liberal groups to respond in kind. Look, in 2003, outside groups spent only $27,000 for Supreme Court. But then in 2007, when Linda Clifford challenged Annette Ziegler, outside groups spent $3.1 million. That's more than 100 times what they spent in 2003. Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce itself shelled out $2.2 million for Ziegler. Ever since, that's pretty much how it's been, with outside money from both sides now pouring in. And that noise you hear is the avalanche of money that's going to pour in for the April election, since Pat Rogensack is retiring and whoever wins her seat will determine the ideological balance on the court. So look out. The avalanche is coming, and we can't let it bury the ideal. For WMUU, I'm Matt Rothschild, and that's my Democracy Minute.